Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to talk today about, we get a lot of questions about, I'd like to retire. Can I retire? Is it time to retire? What do I need to do to retire? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that because we get a lot of those questions. And there are some things you probably should be doing.
Well, there are some things you definitely have to put in order when you're thinking about retirement. Number one, you have to think about the date that you're going to do it. Then you have to think about where you're going to go to retire. And then you have to think about what you want to do through retirement. So those are just three of the major things, and then there's a lot of breakdown underneath those.
Let's go back to where you're going to retire. What do you mean by where you're going to retire, Leanne?
Are you going to stay in the house that you're in?
Now, that's the big
question.
That's
a big thing. Or do you want to go south? Or do you want to be here in the wintertime and south in the summertime? Do you have a timeshare somewhere? Are you looking at going into an apartment? Are you looking at going into a condo? Do you want to keep a house that you have to maintain? So you have to think about that when you get started, because how you plan on where you're going to be will depend upon how you're going to spend your money.
Now let's talk to the second one, the third one that you brought up. What do you plan to do? One of the biggest problems that I see is people who have worked for 30, 40, sometimes 50 years. What are they going to do when they retire? Well, I've got lots of things I'm going to do. I can do this and I can do that. Well, it doesn't work out quite that way. And unfortunately, people who have worked for many, many years become very, very bored, sitting around sucking their thumb and not doing anything what they feel is constructive. You can always volunteer. Absolutely. There's all kinds of volunteer places that will take you. Now, I have volunteer places, but places that will take you to volunteer. But is that what you really want to do?
So often people want to travel, and they haven't had the opportunity to do that. And consequently, if that's big on their list, that's a good thing. Just be sure that when you think about all the places you want to go, you have to think about then about how you're going to get the money for those places.
Chef, travel is not cheap. Let's give your phone numbers because Bob's giving me the evil eye.
I was waiting for that.
Okay, my number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
Just before you do that, I just want to remind folks to call us during the week if you didn't get those numbers down, and we'll give you their contact information between Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Just give us a call.
Let's go back to that travel, just spend another 30 seconds on that, Leanne.
Well, when you're thinking about traveling, where are you going? Are you going overseas? Are you just going to travel the U.S.? Are you looking at going to Mexico or Jamaica or places like that? Where are you going? And then how are you going to get there? I had a cousin and his wife who, when he retired out west, what they did was they sold their cabin and they bought a travel home. And every summer they would travel all summer. What they would do is they would pick one state and they'd travel all over that state. And when they really saw everything they wanted to see, they'd go to another state. And every winter they went to Mexico and they parked that trailer or, home.
Mobile home.
But they had a ball and they hit, I don't know how many states, but they did it for many, many years until he got too ill to go. And consequently, they had to give it up. But they hadn't traveled when they were younger, and they made up their mind that that was one of the things that they were going to do. Now, you got to understand, they kept the home that they were in, but they had sold their boat, they sold their cabin, and then they had one of their children who was just newly married. She and her husband took care of the house and took care of all of their expenses. They really, really worked very hard to get everything squared away. And they had a ball. They saw all the relatives. They saw all their friends that are scattered all over. And they did this many years.
I have to tell you a quick story. A friend of mine who had a business like Leanne's, about 5-6 years ago, hired a young man to come into the business. I think I've told this story before. But 2 years ago, he decided to sell. And I said, I'm going to call him Bob. Bob, I said, I'd be a little careful. You're so used to working. He was raised on a farm in North Dakota. You may not like this. About a year and a half ago, I called him one day, and I said, good morning. How are we doing? He said, I'm doing fine. I said, what are you doing today? He said, well, he said, I cut up and I shaved. I took a shower. He said, I got nothing to do. He had no hobbies. No golf, no fishing, no hunting. He was absolutely bored.
I could see that happening easily.
Yeah. Very easily. And that's the problem people don't think about. And a lot of people who work for a big company can't wait to get out of that job. And then what the heck are they going to do? And that is a big problem.
I wonder if it's a year that takes you to figure out, maybe they take a year off, 18 months, and then they figure, I got to do something else.
I can't name the number of people who have retired, clients of ours, we're back working in 6 months, something. Mm-hmm.
They're doing something, whether it's volunteer work or whether it's taking a job similar or something like that. They're
consulting, doing something.
Because they can't just sit. So that actually becomes important when you are planning for retirement. What are you going to do? Because if you're just going to sit in the house,
you're going to die. I mean, you will just lump yourself into a corner and die.
Unhealthy, I think.
It is unhealthy, absolutely unhealthy. All right, now what else? What else we need to think about, Leanne?
Well, to prepare for retirement, there are some things, like I mentioned, travel. Okay, so then the other thing you have to look at, what are your assets? What do you own? And not only what do you own, what are your expenses going to be? And where is the income going to come from to help you get through your retirement years?
Now, so think about that a minute. You got assets. You've got 401ks, you've got IRAs. You're going to have a Social Security. When are you going to start your Social Security? And that's very important. Can you delay it? I talked to a couple the other night. I said, delay. He was on it. She wasn't on it yet. And I kept saying, if you can delay, why? Because you get an 8% raise for every year delay. Oh, they didn't know that. So we talked about that. But where's the money going to come from? And you need to lay out a whole plan, and if that's the right word.
But it is. It's a plan.
You need
to lay down a plan.
Where's my money going? Well, I'm going to get a little pension from here, and I'm going to have some Social Security. I got a little VA pension. I got X number of dollars here that I can take out.
You have a 401k. You have an IRA. You have savings and checking. You might have an investment portfolio out there that is not involved in retirement planning. You might think about a reverse mortgage. There's many different ways you can plan, but the thing is you need to review it. And then you mentioned a very important one, Social Security.
And that is primarily the bulwark or the basis for most people's retirement plans is this is the money that's going to come in every month. And people need to know how much that's going to be. And that's why you need to plan, because if you're going to retire at 60 – and you say, well, I'm going to take my Social Security right away. Do you have to do it that way? You probably shouldn't. But you need to lay it out.
And with the different retirement programs, too, you can lay it out that way. You can lay it out coming out monthly. You can lay it out coming out quarterly. You can actually go ahead and you might even have something that we call an annuity, where you can have so much coming in every month along with your Social Security and along with your pension and along with your IRAs and the 401ks. So you have to pull it all together to determine where that income is going to come from.
Because if you don't, it's an awful shock at 73 or 74 and you say, ooh, we ain't going to make it here. And I've seen people like that. Leanne, give your phone number again because Bob is getting the stick ready again.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
You always beat me to the punch.
I know. I can just see you just twitching.
Well, we can see you nodding your head and we know
you're getting ready to twitch
coming.
And you're going to get us with that stick.
Now, there's a couple other things I'm going to mention here. And, Garwin, I'm going to bring you more into this because you have to think about your health. And if you're thinking about your health, What kind of a health history do you have? Do you come from parents that dealt with Alzheimer's, et cetera? So consequently, did they live a long time? And what was their, how were they
their
mentally?
Health history, yeah.
So then you may have to look at very carefully at something at long-term care. And that is something we have to bring up now because as people are living longer, there is this situation where you have to face something like that and you have to be aware of either critical care or long-term care or some kind of a health coverage that you have to take into consideration as one of the things to face.
Now, one of the things that I tell people, look, you don't have to buy long-term care insurance. Do you have a couple hundred thousand dollars laid aside in case one of you needs care? Well, no, we don't have that kind of money. Well, then you need to look at some form of care coverage. We know you're going to get Medicare, and you know you're going to have Medicaid available, but those do not take care of a critical illness situation over a long period of time. Medicare and Medicaid both, well, Medicare is a very limited 100 days. Medicaid, you have to be broke in order to get coverage. It's the welfare program. So you need to think about that. If we don't have something, we need to have it. And are you going to do it, or are you going to run the risk of losing it all?
Now, when you talk about losing it all, the other thing you've got to think about is insurance in general.
Insurance in general. Now, one of the other things that comes out, and I just spent some time with a couple yesterday, life insurance. They've got term insurance. And all of a sudden, they're 71 and 68, and their 20-year term is all of a sudden going out of sight on them. What do they do? Well, he has had a heart attack. He cannot buy life insurance now. So luckily, I caught him quick enough. We're going to convert some of his. Convert it to a permanent plan. Lock the rates up. We can only do $12,000, $15,000, $20,000. He's got 100 of term now. That's all he can afford. You've got to think about insurance down the road, too. Life insurance, I'm talking about. So you've got to be careful about that. And I keep saying this, and I don't get too many calls on this, but people who have term insurance policies or old life policies, you need to look at those. When are they going to run out? When are those rates going to go out of sight on you?
And that becomes part of an estate plan. If you're going to travel, you're going to do a bunch of things. One of the things, too, is you have to visit with your attorney, and you have to set up an estate plan as to how you want your estate handled because you never know when your health might go. And if you're going to be retired and you're going to travel and things like that, you have to have all of these different assets and everything listed, and the ownership has to be set out. All of these things are important. So an estate plan is another big portion of the whole program.
Get your ducks in a row. Lay everything out. Let everybody know in terms of family where things are also. That's also is important. But try to get your plan put together before you want to retire. And that's the big thing. People, well, I'm going to retire tomorrow. What have you done to plan? I'm just getting out of there. Well, that's a bad thing to do.
It'll take time to plan.
It takes time. You should have a good 6 months to a year to plan this out. Leanne, quickly your phone number.
651-365-5000.
651-436-3997. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week, and if you got some questions, give us a call, please.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.